biggest show.
All right.
Show.
All right, we have seven candidates this week. Biggest show coming to town. We'll run through the list, and then at the end of the segment, vote on which we think is the biggest. Candidate number one, Wednesday night at Trees. It's the return of Stryper. They were the first Christian metal band.
To Hell with the Devil.
Is that the name of their album?
That was their first album.
Jeez.
Did you have it?
No. God.
Now, they were famous for dressing like bumblebees. Was that their deal?
Not necessarily bumblebees, but they had a lot of yellow stripes. Black with yellow stripes.
Yeah, it looked like bumblebees on stage.
That wasn't the intent.
They're yellow and black attack.
They weren't going to sting God into you?
No, I don't think they were planning to do that.
Sting God into you.
They kind of didn't hold up to the whole God idea when I think one of them had a cocaine problem.
Just don't worry about that.
Yeah. So it's like Michael Sweet in this band?
Yeah.
The singer?
Yep. Oh, is he still, are you asking?
Yeah.
Yes, he is still.
Oh,
in fact, the current lineup is Michael Sweet and Robert Sweet. So they've got Sweet Sweet.
Sweet Sweet.
Oz Fox, Tim Gaines, and Tracy Furry.
Don't know any of them.
Get to the singing, jeez.
You have no patience.
It's Ethel Merman singing.
Jeez.
It's Young Ribby.
Sounds like any generic music from a 1980s movie.
Yeah.
So it says in their bio that the Sweet Brothers, Michael and Robert, became Christians in 1975, but then they pulled away from their religion. But band member and friend Kenny Metcalf persuaded them to come back and start the Christian band Stryper. So it sounds like they reluctantly went back to their faith in order to be rock stars.
Mm, yeah.
Come on, they may have been sincere about it.
Oh, okay.
Why do you doubt any religious person's conviction?
I don't. I doubt some religious people's conviction, but
they happen
not
to be
any.
All the people that come up on the Whoa. Air.
Wow, what's Whoa. Happening there?
I think he's getting stung.
Okay. All right, candidate number two.
Didn't one of the Beavis and Butthead characters wear a Stryper t-shirt?
No. They had an AC/DC and a Metallica, but... No. Maybe it was at the Dorky Friend, maybe?
Stewart? He had a winger.
Right. Winger.
That was who he had.
Winger, okay.
All right, candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the House of Blues. It's the Alternative Press Tour featuring Black Veil Brides and Destroy, Rebuild Until God Shows.
Rich? I've never heard of them.
Destroy, rebuild.
Because that's alternative. That's not metal.
No.
Is it alternative metal?
I don't know. Never heard of it.
This is them.
This is Destroy, Rebuild Until God Shows?
Yeah, the name of this song is Mr. Owl Ate My Metal Worm.
Next.
Come on.
We got the kick drum thing happening.
But they don't have the Cookie Monster voice.
Right. That's what makes them alternative. All right, that's candidate two.
Yeah,
thank you.
Not just awful. Candidate number three. This is also Friday night, and this is at the Windstar Casino in Thackerville, Oklahoma.
Yabba-bop-a-bop.
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
I may be there.
Yeah.
I just may be there.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
So, Simon Laban, yes. Nick Rhodes, yes. John Taylor, yes. Roger Taylor, yes.
Yeah, Andy Taylor's the only one who's not in there. The ticket's own Andy Taylor.
What happened there?
What did he do?
He just got crossways with them.
I always liked them.
They like some of their stuff.
He's still one of my favorite bass players. A lot of people dismiss them as just some pretty boy band, but that's some interesting music.
Yeah.
This guy wrote some nice bass lines.
Hungry as the Wolf always creeped me out.
Why? Because the woman giving birth at the end?
Yeah, it was weird.
So none of the Taylors that have been or are in this band are related, right?
None of them.
Wow. No. Very confusing.
That is.
Well, they all shared a profession, but...
T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Oh.
I always like the song Girls on Film.
Yep.
That's what I played at my junior high talent show, Girls on Film.
Really?
We did that song, yeah.
The Reflex I could have done without. Save a Prayer I could have done without.
How about Last Chance on the Stairway or Chauffeur or New Religion?
Not bad.
New Moon on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Please, please tell me now.
A little repetitive.
Okay.
They had an album last year.
Yeah, and they released the single All You Need Is Now. It
all
failed
you need
to
is
chart.
Now.
All together now.
All you need is now.
What about Notorious? Which George sang. George changed the word from Notorious to.
To what?
I can't say it on the air.
I didn't change the words of that.
That's candidate.
CL.
Jeez.
That's candidate three.
It's ridiculous.
What an odd song. Candidate number four. Biggest show coming to town this week. This is Saturday night. If my list is correct, maybe it's Friday. Friday night. Friday night at South Fork Ranch. It's the Texas Music Revolution featuring Robert Earl Keen and the ticket's very own Old 97s.
That's a big show.
I think that is Saturday, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Saturday,
okay, I'm all messed up here. Sorry.
Yeah, there's some really good local bands there, too. There's a band called the Will Callers. That's a young group of kids that recently won the Shiner Bach competition for a recording contract. They're really good. The great Radney Foster is there.
Radney.
He needs to change the way he spells his name.
A little confusing name. No, that's a good day of music, though.
All right, that's candidate number four. Support the Old 97s, the ticket's own. Mm-hmm. Candidate number five, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night, this at the Windstar again. Yep. More country music. It's Jason Aldean.
Yeah, man, that dude has had maybe... six hits in the last three or four years.
Really?
Is that Jason Aldean MacArthur?
All of them.
No, it's spelled differently.
Or Aldean Eisenhower.
This is A-L-D-E-A-N, not A-L-D-I-N-E. I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah, he's been...
this is his big duet with Kelly Clarkson, Don't You Want to Stay?
Yeah.
Are they sleeping together?
I don't think so.
Not just singing together.
You've heard this song. Wait till it gets going. Your hair falling
slow. I'm sure it's played on 93.
One of the music awards recently, they did this song together.
Oh, CMAs?
Maybe it was CMAs.
Was this on the Fab Five documentary?
No.
It was over the credits,
I haven't heard it. It wasn't on that. Don't you want to fall
asleep with me tonight? Go super gay.
He's also had number one hits Why, She's Country, Big Green Tractor, and The Truth.
My big green tractor, we can go slow, we can go faster.
Why do you know that song?
Because
he's a hit.
Song's stupid.
He's a big hit. He's had a bunch of hits.
All right, that's candidate five. Candidate six, also Saturday night, this at the Glass Cactus in Grapevine, Warrant.
Ooh. Rich?
No, I hate Warrant.
Oh, really?
One of the bands opening for them. All right, Slaughter. Okay.
Slaughter.
Fronted by Mark Slaughter, who I think is from Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate Warrant.
Is that here on the piano?
No.
Now, Warrant was the one that Beavis and Butthead's friend was wearing a t-shirt of, right?
We don't have any Warrant to sample?
Okay.
I thought I had one, and it had a commercial at the front of it.
Oh, dear. So.
Oh, dear.
She's only 17. That was their big one.
So they were back big in the late 80s,
oh, yeah.
It looks
yeah,
like.
That'll get you a warrant.
Uh-oh, we got something new, guy.
What song is this?
Cherry Pie.
Oh, yeah. That girl was kind of hot back then, that Bobby Brown, I think her name was. This video creeped me out when he turned around and he had that smile that was like fake smile on his face, but they made a smile like 2 feet wide. Yeah, like in the lyrics.
By the way, I confused my bad hair bands there. 17 was Winger.
Oh.
Not Warrant. Equally suck band, though.
It says they reached number one on the charts with the single Heaven.
Yeah, that was their big power ballad.
Yeah.
Too much heaven, no
heaven. Is this heaven?
No, we're in hell.
This is amazing to me. You realize that Journey never had a number one hit.
Really?
And these guys had a number one hit.
Wow.
Open Arms never made it to number one?
No. That was their highest. I think that was their highest single ever, and it went to number two.
Huh. So Warrant toured in the 90s in Europe with David Lee Roth as their lead singer. Do you guys know that?
No. Really?
What?
Or maybe they just toured with him.
No, they toured with him. Yeah. Janie Lane has been their lead singer until the present, basically.
Okay.
And now he's not in the band.
They don't have their lead singer?
No.
That's the hardest member to replace in a band, right?
What?
Very few bands have successfully replaced their lead singer.
Right.
Van Halen, I guess, arguably successfully did it.
Yeah.
But they did have success with, what's his freak?
Sammy Hagar.
Anybody else?
Chicago. They had a few lead singers.
Yeah, Black Sabbath?
Yeah, they had a little success with Dio and a rebirth with
AC/DC.
It, too.
AC/DC, there you go.
They had their most success.
They kind of had to, though.
Yeah.
Who else? Is that about it?
SpongeBob?
Yeah, SpongeBob changed out one time. Patrick was lead singer for a while.
Stupid.
All right, and finally, candidate number 7, biggest show coming to town this week. Sunday night at the House of Blues, Snoop Dogg.
Snoopy Dogg.
No, Snoop Dogg, Jane.
Snoopy Dogg.
Snoopy Dogg.
House of Blues?
Yep. Sunday night.
Sunday night, huh?
You going?
Uh-oh.
No, he's
I've
not.
Always wanted to see a concert there. That wouldn't be... Come on, Gordo, let's go.
At House of Blues?
Yeah.
That's
I think
fine.
That'd be a great place to see a concert.
Think you'll smell some leaf burning?
Oh, my gosh.
Although now, I guess House of Blues is smoke-free, too.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. So unstable that every place is smoke-free now.
You think he has Bugs Bunny eyes?
Oh, my gosh. That man, if he had to undergo major surgery, they wouldn't even have to put him under.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number 1, Wednesday at Trees, Striper? Candidate 2, Friday at the House of Blues, Destroy, Rebuild, Until God Shows, and Black Veil Brides.
Holy cow.
Candidate 3, Friday at the Windstar, Duran Duran.
Yabba.
Candidate 4, Saturday at South Fork, Robert Earl Keen and the Old 97s. Candidate 5, Saturday at the Windstar, Jason Aldean. Yabba. Candidate 6, Saturday at the Glass Cactus, Warrant. Or Candidate 7, Sunday at the House of Blues, Snoop Dogg. George.
Support the Texas music revolution, but I'm going to say Snoop.
All right, Gordo.
I support the Texas music revolution, so I'm going to say Duran Duran.
Okay. Rich?
Are they Red Dirt, George?
Yes, they're Red Dirt. They're playing in Oklahoma. Of course they are.
Snoopy Dogg.
Jer.
Snoopy Dogg.
Okay. Fernando.
Duran Duran.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I'm going to say Duran Duran also, but that
son
means
of
we
a
have
motherless.
A tie. Does anybody want to switch their vote? Let's award co-champions this week.
No.
Yes.
You have to go to the phone.
I like
phone.
That. No, we're too late.
You got to go to the phone.
It's already 9:13.
Co-big shows. Congratulations to both.
All right, what's next in Gordo's Corner?
Giorgio, the greatest tattoo of all time that you will never get next.